Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Sunday baseball. We love it out here at the Public House and getting to see the Public House family. All right, nice to see everybody. And we've got our Hawaiian Airlines contest, our Toyota Fan Zone. If you want to get out there and a shot at getting the Buster Posey autographed baseball, you can do that as well. But now Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, how are you on this Sunday?
Hey, good, Marty. How are you?
Good, and it was great seeing you at the ballpark last night. Yeah. Where did you sit last night?
I was in their usual Chronicle seat, sitting next to Steve Kroner.
Okay, all right. So you had the good view of Ray Black last night.
Oh, man. I tell you, you see 100 miles an hour, so you figure, well, you know, I better sit on that or I'm going to look bad. And then he throws that wicked slider down and away on the outside corner. He just blew away Chris Davis and Matt Chapman. And I'll tell you, if he can command those two pitches, it's a big it's a life changer for the Giants.
He's a real deal, Bruce.
Yeah.
He's old enough. He's been through the wars, a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows how to pitch.
I could definitely see him closing. I mean, they'd love to keep Will Smith and Watson as, you know, the lefty setup guys, sort of the modern day Affeld and Javier Lopez. Those guys are great. Watson gave up a dinger last night, but those guys have been fantastic. And you know, Strickland is out for a while, and I'd really like to see Black take that. I just think it's a much better call than Melanson to close out a game.
Oh.
It's not close, really.
Yeah, come on. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Melanson is good for what he can do, and that is basically try to get you through a seventh or eighth inning.
Right.
But he's always got something cooking. There's always someone on base. You never know what's going to happen with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's just something about this six-game series with A's and Giants. And there's just an intensity. It's different than Giants-Dodgers. And I don't know how to explain it. Maybe can you put it in words for me? It is different.
Well, I mean, the Giants and Dodgers, you know, that goes back to the early 20th century, if you've really followed it. And it's always been, really lively. It's generally, you know, there's a lot of pennant races on the line and a lot of history. And guys have been through the wars. And, anyway, it's September. And this is different. It's midseason. The one time they played in the postseason, it was a sweep by the A's and the earthquake. And it's kind of wrecked everything. But this is more of a local thing, you know. The front offices don't much care for each other, and it's starting to look, you know, it's starting to translate to the field a little bit. And you know, the Giants have been hit a couple times. I don't think there's been a whole lot of intent, but it gets old after a while. And then, of course, last night Mark Canha hits a tremendous home run and yells to his dugout when he gets back, you know, it's my house, which is kind of that was kind of amazing. The Giants weren't really aware of it. I mean, they're not watching TV; they're watching the game, I thought that was pretty harmless.
Was
I mean, if a guy wants to throw his bat down and yell at his own dugout, I got no problem with that. I don't know if the Giants have a big problem with it either. But it is it's livelier than it's ever been, and I think it's probably going to stay this way.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. I don't like that it was hit against the Giants, but it doesn't bother me that a guy is going to be excited about a big moment. He wasn't showing up a pitcher. He tossed his bat and cheered to the dugout. Sure, if he's going to say, this is the house that Canha built, it's a little funky. But I think overall that kind of stuff is great for baseball.
Oh, it absolutely is. And Marty and I have talked about this a lot, and I'm always in favor of exuberance and celebration, you know, to the point where you're not trying to stare down a guy and start a fight. You know, if you hit a ball that far in a game that means this much, the A's are closing in on Seattle, you sure as heck feel good, and go ahead and flip that bat down and go crazy.
It's
love it.
It's like a playoff atmosphere, and I think that's what it's felt like for the last week for both of these teams, kind of.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's classic. I mean, the Giants, is that four-team race is just unbelievable right now. The Giants are in fourth, but they're only 3.5 out, and the A's are within four of Seattle now. And Seattle's really struggling. They got Paxton and Felix Hernandez on the shelf, and they've lost a bunch of games, so it's just terrific.
And the A's have, I think, like 10 or 12 games left with Seattle. Yeah. They've got a lot of games left with Seattle. And the other thing about Canna, I mean, it was a pinch-hit home run. So that's even more dramatic, you know, of getting up there. And where does he live? Maybe his house is close by. Maybe.
Well, he has a. I heard he has a house in the city, and he's a Cal guy, so he combined the two. He now owns the place.
Right. This is his house.
I love it. That was very good. And, you know, they brought the drums in. I don't know if you noticed that.
I'm not real crazy about that. It's kind of a dumb beat. It never ends. But it's A's baseball. You know, I mean, it's not killing me. I'm not crazy about it. But it's, they brought a little Oakland over to the city. That's fine.
They did the Stephen Vogt chant for years, it felt like, after that last World Cup. Like, they were doing that We Believe in Steve thing forever.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I mean, it's great to see a big crowd at an A's game. I don't care where it is.
Yeah,
and I bet next weekend will be good, too.
I think it will, yeah.
They'll have 40. I think Vince Catronio was with us. He predicted 40,000 plus, which means they open up something.
Well, they've opened up that deck now entirely, haven't they?
Have they? The third deck,
I think, is totally open.
Is it totally open?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, yeah. But today's matchup, Bruce, Sean Manaea, a no-hit pitcher against the Red Sox. By the way, the Red Sox are just unbelievable what they're doing. Unbelievable.
Bogarts with a walk-off slam. Mookie Betts is he's pressing Mike Trout as the best player in the league. Benintendi and, you know, Jackie Bradley. And I love watching that team. They're so much fun to watch. And that's another race. I mean, they're only 3.5 up on the Yanks, so that's gonna be a great story all year. But, you know, they're full of stars. And, you know, J.D. Martinez, I mean, he's the best off-field hitter since, like, Piazza and Cepeda.
You're right. Absolutely right. And that's why Arizona loved him, because he could go the other way.
Yeah.
Boston, 67-30.
And
I'm going to tell you, and you can look it up, the last team I remember, 70-30, and I think it was like the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, I was thinking the Tigers of 84 had a great record. I don't know if it was quite that great, but yeah, that's to think the Yanks are right there with them is pretty cool. You know, Red Sox Yankees, it's like the A's and the Giants are really multiplied, but it's a great rivalry that's sizzling right now. It's a great thing to head into the break.
Boy, amazing. Well, this thing here, I mean, Arizona's back in first place. Greinke had a good game. The Dodgers end up losing to the Angels late again. Colorado, all of a sudden, they're starting to. John Gray looked great last night, and Freeland is pitching well. Anderson's pitching well. You got the Giants in the thing. Maybe this could be a four-team race to get into September. Why would any of these teams drop out?
Right, exactly. I don't see any of them dropping out. I don't see any of them winning, you know, like 12 out of 13. Every couple of 3 days, the narrative changes with all of these teams. If they're up and they're down, and, you know, the Dodgers just sent down Walker Buehler, which is kind of surprising, but I'm sure he'll be back, and maybe they'll bring up Urias, and it's just so many storylines. And, you know, the Manny Machado thing is hanging over this division, because Arizona apparently is in that. The Dodgers are really in it, and, you know, the Dodgers get Machado and put him at short, that's pretty scary.
Today is a big day for you because I'm sure you're taping the Futures game.
I'm taping the World Cup. I'm taping the Futures game. I'm taping the Giants. I'll be up till 2 in the morning.
Really? And do you do anything live, basically?
Oh, no. I don't even live live. My whole life is on tape.
Oh, Bruce, Marty said this to me before you came on. I said, don't say the World Cup. We know Bruce probably taped it. And then Marty said, oh, he tapes his life.
Yeah, I do. In fact, my wife just rewound me, so I'm kind of back to normal here. But,
but the Futures
game, Marty, I'm really looking forward to watching that. It's a shame that Vladdy Guerrero Jr. is not there. He's got a knee injury, but I mean, I really want to see Ramos, the outfielder, the Giants prospect, who's really, he's a five-tool guy. Sean Anderson will be pitching. He's another Giants prospect. Jesus Luzardo, the A's number one prospect, left-handed pitcher, who's skyrocketing through the minor. And it's just, there's all kinds of great stuff going on in that game.
You mentioned Ramos. He hit a home run the other day. On the same day, Joey Bart had hit yet another home run. The Joey Bart thing is kind of crazy because he's burst onto the scene. He was the number two overall pick. And because of the Posey injury and I mean, the aging decline of his offense this season, the Bart thing is a little bit more magnified. What do you think the chances are we see him in the bigs late next season?
Yeah, I think that's about right. He'll be probably at San Jose by the end of this season, and you know, who knows, he might start next year in Double A. And if he's still raking, and he doesn't really need to go to Triple A necessarily to come up to the bigs. That's been a pretty common trend of late. But yeah, I think that sounds just about right.
What a story,
boy, amazing, huh? That is something. Another Bob Horner. How about that?
Oh, Bob Horner. There's a pure hitter.
Remember him? And he didn't go.
Sure.
He went right to the big leagues.
Yeah, and he did. He never slowed down. That guy, he was just a phenomenal hitter.
You know, you think about that for a second, Bruce. Guys who just went from college right to the big leagues and who were good. Could Joey Bart be that good?
Well, you know, he's a man, as they say. He's a kid, but he's a grown man's body. He's been catching, you know, most of his life. He's a leader. He's got tremendous power. He's got a good arm. He's the number two pick. I mean, if the Giants, if some other team had been in that slot, they would have taken him. He could have even gone number one. And it's a terrific thing, the timing of it with Posey. I mean, he's certainly nowhere near the end. I mean, even with his struggles, Posey's still hitting around 290.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be great down the stretch because he's just a money ball player. But you can kind of see the finish line with Posey at some point. And I don't know. Everything I've heard about Bart just makes me think he's going to be the next in line.
What do the Giants do about Samardzija, Bruce? I saw him last night, and you got a good view of all the fly balls that were coming off the bat last night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm surprised a couple of them didn't leave the yard. But, yeah, they're reaching. It's kind of coming to a head. I think before the game they were thinking, you know, we'll give him a few starts up to the All-Star break, and then we'll really see where we're at and where he's at. But that was kind of a disturbing outing. His velocity's down. He didn't look good in any respect. And, you know, with these kids coming up, Rodriguez and Suarez, and certainly not a set, you know, established rotation, but, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if suddenly they don't have him. And I think they're definitely considering some kind of trade. I think he definitely deserves some more rope. You know, he's a competitor and he's been around, but that wasn't good. That's kind of where he's at, then they might have to make a move.
Yeah, I think they will. Because now every game becomes important. I think this series is the beginning of here we go. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to finish it off in Oakland with the way this thing's heating up is really perfect. And you know, as we've been saying, both teams are going to know pretty much, you know, where they're at, what they've got, what they need to do at the break. And just really intriguing stuff.
Yeah, these next few weeks, teams disappear. I don't know who they could be, you know, because everyone who's in it looks like they're in it.
I think those four teams in the West, they're all too good to drop out completely, which is really tremendous. But yeah, I mean the Brewers aren't disappearing. The Phillies are still leading the East, which is fantastic. Atlanta's not going away. It's more about, you know, a disappointing team like the Washington or St. Louis.
How about that? How about that, Bruce? That's a good call. St. Louis. Oh, let's see. St. Louis or Washington? Who's going to disappear out of those two?
Oh man. St. Louis is getting a new manager, and I don't know if it's going to be any kind of jolt for them. But I think Dusty should come back to Washington before it's too late. But that's a good question. I just think, you know, Washington is just, they have way too much talent to drop out. They're 6.5 out now. That's not that bad. The two teams ahead of them, Philly and Atlanta, are very young and could, you know, come back to them. So I would say I'd give Washington a better chance to get in than the Cardinals. The Cardinals are just kind of screwy this year.
Yeah, I agree. Mike Matheny fired yesterday. Well, have a great day and enjoy the taping. And you'll tape all the games this week. And if you need anything in real time, just call us.
Okay, I'm fast-forwarding some cereal right now, so wish me luck on that one.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right, have a great
day.
All right, thanks. Very funny.
Nothing live for Bruce.
Very funny.
Yeah, good deal.